It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. As we wait for today's curtain to rise, let's listen to this discussion between Fibber and Molly.
Who do you think is more important in a family, Molly? The mother or dad?
Oh, that's a loaded question if I ever heard one, McGee. But let me see now. The mother has to bring up the children, but Dad has to bring home the bacon.
Kind of a fielder's choice, eh, Gil? Well, it sure didn't stump the Prudential Insurance Company of America. I guess that's why most people consider the Prudential's family income plan nothing short of a stroke of genius.
Come to think of it, you're right, McGee. It certainly does provide for both the bacon and the children.
Let me explain it this way. You see, the family income plan is just the ticket for parents with growing kids. If anything happens to Dad, the Prudential would send your family a regular monthly check, all during your youngsters' growing up years, money they'd need for groceries, a roof over their heads, and clothing. And that means Mother wouldn't have to leave them and go to work. She'd be right at home with them, giving them all the care and consideration children just naturally need.
That's right, dearie. And because this plan covers the family during the youngsters' growing up years, its cost is lower than you'd think. Ask your Prudential agent about a family income plan tomorrow.
Are all the children off the streets? All the dogs locked up? The old lady safely in the house? Well, then it's okay. Temporary substitute Christmas employee Fibber McGee and his helper Wallace Wimple can start their first day for Uncle Sam, delivering Christmas packages in the McGee car.
Not so fast, Mr. McGee. Please, not so fast.
What's the matter, Wimp? This ain't fast. Besides, this is the U.S. mail, boy. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, come heat or high water, the mail must go through.
Yes, but must it go through a red light like that?
Huh? Oh, gee whiz, was that a stoplight? Oh, I better watch it. Well, let's get organized here. Where's our first delivery, Wimp?
Well, the first package here is for Doris Callahan, 618 West Oak Street. That's the next block.
Let's see it, Wimp. What's it look like? Give it here. Sounds like a box of walnuts.
Sounds more like pecans to me.
Pecans? Listen. Them's walnuts.
I dislike to disagree, Mr. McGee, but I think they're pecans.
Oh, yeah? Well, how would you like to make a little bet? If you're sure that's a box of pecans, how about a bet?
Well, I... Uh-oh. Well, let me look at that postmark and label again. From the Pecan Nut House, Pecanville, Texas, this package contains pecans. All righty. I'll bet you nickel. Oh, what the heck? Make it a dime.
Skip it. 618 West Oak, huh? Okay, here we are. You can deliver it, Wimp. I don't care much for pecans.
I'll be right back, unless, of course, the lady offers me some.
Don't forget my sideline, Wimp. If she needs any Christmas tags, wrappings, ribbons, or stuff, let me know. I also carry stamps, tell her. So where's the next stop, Wimp?
Let me see. Package says R.J. Barker, 317 14th Street.
That's right up ahead.
Oh, my. Something's happened to this package, Mr. McGee. And this one and... Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Holes. Holes in the wrapping. Somebody has taken all the stamps off of all the packages.
Relax, Wally, relax. I done it.
What?
Tini collects stamps, so I clipped them off the packages and gave them to her. No good to anybody, anyhow. Used.
Well, it seems very...
317, you said? Well, give me the package. I'll deliver this one. Hand me my briefcase. Thanks. Where's my whistle? Oh. Postman! Parcel postman! Christmas parcel postman!
Yeah? You got something for here?
R.J. Barker?
That's me. What you got?
Oh, feels like a necktie, bud. Polka dot from the weight of it.
Okay.
Whoever sent it to you, you'll have to send them back a gift, right?
Probably.
So how you fix for Christmas wrappings? Tags, ribbon. Got both kinds here, red and green. Tissue paper, twine?
Nah, anything I ain't got, I don't need it.
I also carry a complete line of U.S. postage stamps in my briefcase here. If you need any magazine subscriptions, I can handle that for you, too.
You hustle, don't you?
We of the U.S. Mail, my friend, we try to please.
You said stamps, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I could use a few stamps at that. You never can tell.
Happy to be of service, bud. How many, what kind?
Give me about 5 airmails and 10 twos, huh?
Mm-hmm. 5 airmails. That's 30 cents.
Yeah.
10 twos, 20 cents. There you are, sir. 60 cents, please.
Yeah, 60? 30 and 20 is 50 cents in my book, mister. What's the other dime for?
Me. Service charge.
What? Why, you work for the government. They pay you.
Not to go around selling stamps and stuff door to door so people don't have to walk down to the post office to get them. They don't.
Here, take your stamps back.
What do you mean, take them back? You ordered them. I tore them stamps all apart, especially for you. I'm saving you probably quarters worth of shoe leather you'd have used walking to the post office. Not to mention that on your way down there, you might have got hit by a truck or run into some guy you owe money to or some other disaster.
Beat it.
Why, that dirty chiseler. I should ought to stomped on his package, and by George, the next time I will. Try to make an honest diamond.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
If you've invested in an RCA Victor television set, protect that investment with an RCA Victor factory service contract and be assured of millions of dollars worth of television entertainment every day of the year. RCA Service Company technicians are specially trained to service RCA Victor television sets. They service only RCA sets. If trouble develops, they know exactly what to do and how to do it, with famous RCA electronic know-how and genuine RCA factory parts. Any RCA Victor television owner is entitled to RCA factory service, with or without a contract. RCA factory service is available in almost all TV areas, so call the RCA Service Company branch in your city. You'll find the telephone number listed under television service in your classified directory. Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
But, Mr. McGee, you can't go selling Christmas cards and stamps and stationery and gift wraps to the people we deliver packages to.
What you mean I can't? I've been doing it, ain't I?
Yes, and that's the trouble. It's wrong.
Show me the law that says it's wrong. Just name it.
I don't know which one it is, but...
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Wally. That's what the judge will tell you when you stand there before him for sentence.
Now, stop a minute, Mr. McGee.
Hmm?
I'm not the one who... Stop a second, Mr. McGee. Who's selling stuff on government time? And stop a second. I have to deliver a package back there.
Huh? Oh. Why don't you put your hand out or something? What goes in here?
These two must weigh a ton. I think somebody's getting a steamroller for Christmas in two parts.
Boy, it's cold, you know it. Shut that car door, Wimp.
Excuse me. There.
Don't drag them, Wimp. Keep them packages off the ground. Should give them a hand with them two bundles, I guess. They look awful heavy. Hold it, Wimp. I'll give you some help there.
Good. They're terribly heavy. Which one do you want?
Well, I better not take either one of the packages, I guess. Might throw you off balance. I'll walk ahead of you and open the gate for you. That'll make it a lot easier. That way you won't tip. All it takes really is just a little salesmanship, Wimp.
Well, frankly,
I suggested to that lady that I'd have you carry them two heavy packages into the house for her instead of leaving them on the sidewalk with the purchase of $1 worth of Christmas wrapping, she went for it, just like that.
I know, but I wish...
$2.50 I made so far today, besides my postman's
out. Hey,
salary.
Postman, hey!
Somebody is calling you, Mr. McGee.
What's that?
Hey, you at the post office? Oh, yeah, I thought so. I got a package here I want you to mail for me.
We're not supposed to make pickups. We're just...
Hold it a sec, Wimp. If the gentleman needs assistance, we can be courteous.
Well, thank you, sir. Save me a trip. Here, how much stamps?
You haven't waited yet, have you? I judge 75, 80 cents. Unless, say, it's going right here in town. Oh, it is, too. You see, Wimp?
Oh, Laclede Street.
Yeah, it's right on your way home. Hardly any use in putting a lot of stamps on it and taking it all the way down to the post office where it'd maybe get kicked around and busted or lost and maybe not get delivered till around January, and you'd have the guy that's going to sore at you for forgetting to send him a Christmas present, is there?
Oh, Mr. McGee.
Now, just a second. You mean that's likely to happen? What should I do?
For a half a buck, I'll have Wally here deliver it personal on his way home.
Oh, Mr. McGee.
But what about stamps?
Oh, this is strictly a private transaction, Bud. Cash only. Post office has got nothing to do with this deal.
I see, I see. Say, I haven't but a dollar bill.
I'm all out of silver, too. Well, how'll you have your change? In twine, ribbon, Christmas cards, or wrapping paper?
Now, hold on. Do you know who I am?
Nope. Who are you?
I'm Roy Franzen from the superintendent of mail's office.
Well, huh?
I've been getting reports down at the post office all morning about you. Selling stamps at a premium. Trying to undercut the postal rates, forcing Christmas wrappings on people, stripping the packages for your stamp collection, offering to bet on the contents of packages. Are you two working for the government or for yourself?
Well, can't a man work for both? Where is it in the regulations we can't do what we did?
I'm not going to argue with you. Now, look. You two do nothing but deliver the parcel post like you were hired to do. Nothing else, mind you. Or so help me, Benjamin Franklin, I'll send you up for a snappy 20 years in Leavenworth with vacations every winter at Alcatraz. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you, Mr. McGee. Please.
I hear.
Now, the only reason I'm not taking you in right now is you've done so many absolutely incredible things. If I ever put it in a report, nobody would ever believe me. They'd wrap me up in a blanket and put me away, and I'll get going.
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. McGee, please, don't think of an answer. Just step on the gas before they give us the gas.
Pepper and Molly will be right back.
For skin that's clear and extra clean, use Dial, Dial, Dial. Complexion's love, this mild routine, use Dial, Dial, Dial.
Teenagers, you can't see what's happening underneath your makeup. But if you want a clean, clear skin, use gentle Dial soap. Invisible skin bacteria can't spoil your complexion if you wash beforehand with Dial every day. You see, ordinary soaps leave thousands of bacteria that often spread surface blemishes. When you put on makeup, these bacteria are free to cause trouble underneath. But Dial gently clears away up to 95% of them. Dial's the one leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. It clings to your skin, continually retarding growth of new bacteria. That's why Dial protects your complexion even under makeup. Why teenagers, and their mothers too, love mild, gentle Dial soap.
Hello, dearie. How did it go today?
Oh, hi, kiddo. Well, not bad at all. Worked 8 hours. Made around $12.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Drove around 130 miles, and so the car made $13.50.
Oh, my. Sometimes it doesn't pay to be human, does it, McGee?
Hmm? Oh, I never thought of it that way. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Monty Masters as Mr. Barker, and Tyler McVeigh as Roy Franzen. This is John Wall telling you that tomorrow, our hero and his assistant, Mr. Wimple, once again take to the highways and byways for Uncle Sam's Postal Service. So, just a reminder, if you're sending any Christmas gifts to Wistful Vista, oh, brother. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.